From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Jonathan Jones reporting. The U.S. Senate advanced a stopgap funding bill on Monday, paving the way to reopen the federal government 3 days into a partial shutdown. The shutdown was triggered in part by a partisan brawl over immigration. Democratic Senator Sherrod Brown of Ohio told reporters it's good news for the country. And Republican Senator Susan Collins of Maine said today is a day to celebrate. When government shuts down, it represents the ultimate failure to govern. Democrats, who had been hailed by immigrant rights advocates for drawing a line in the sand Friday, were blasted as weak-willed for taking the Republican deal. The U.S. government's 2018 fiscal year began in October of last year, but Congress has yet to authorize a full year of spending. The United States is expressing concern about Turkey's offensive in northern Syria, and top officials are appealing for restraint, worried that the conflict could spread. At Monday's White House briefing, Press Secretary Sarah Huckabee Sanders said the U.S. understands Turkey's legitimate security concerns and is committed to working with Turkey as a NATO ally. She says increased violence in Afrin disrupts a relatively stable area of Syria. Pope Francis apologized Monday for remarks he made defending a Chilean bishop accused of covering up sex abuse, but he did not back down in his support of the bishop. On a flight to Rome following a week-long trip to Chile and Peru, the Pope told reporters he was sorry for his choice of words and the tone of his voice when answering a reporter's question about Bishop Juan Barros last week. This is VOA News. The gradual repayment